local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We welcome you in to a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Another rough one as far as the weather goes. It could be worse. We could be in Vermont or upstate New York right now. More on that coming up here in just a little bit. But it's a birthday edition of Pensacola Right Now. Gracie celebrating 23 years young today. Happy birthday, Gracie.
Thank you, Joe.
Got some ice cream delivered today.
Great flavor, too. It was a good pick.
I remembered you like a lot of stuff in your ice cream. You're not a simpleton like I am.
No. Yeah. So you got me a good cookie dough brownie situation. So yeah. I'm excited to dive into it.
850-437-1620, the number. Get your birthday text in. Happy Amazon Prime Day. Let us know if you got any awesome deals on Amazon Prime today. That is also continuing tomorrow as well. We have a lot to get to, of course, a full rundown of everything happening in your world today, starting with our top three stories. NATO leaders say Ukraine can join the military alliance once certain conditions are met. That's what the head of alliance said earlier today during their summit in Lithuania.
Over the past several years, Ukraine has become increasingly interoperable and politically integrated with the alliance, and has made substantial progress on its reform path.
That is State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, who says conditions include anti-corruption efforts and strengthening of its democracy. President Biden, though, has made clear he doesn't believe Ukraine should join until its war with Russia is over. And officials... Go ahead.
Sorry. Officials in Vermont say that the dam is threatening to overflow in the state's capital city after heavy rainfall in the area. Water within a foot of topping the Wrightsville Dam, and residents are being held to a higher ground at the moment's notice. And areas have received up to 9 inches of rain, with rivers already above levels set by Hurricane in 1991.
And a Chicago suburb is paying reparations to black residents, which could be a test run for the rest of the country. Evanston has already paid 16 citizens from a $10 million package that was approved back in 2019. According to the Evanston Roundtable, the committee expects to have paid $25,000 by the end of the year to 140 qualifying residents. Those are your top three stories today. Here locally, a lot of traffic this morning during the morning drive, and one of the more serious episodes was over in Pace, a car ending up partially in the Simpson River. Our Steve Taylor reporting.
It happened around 7:45 a.m. in the area of Highway 90 and the Simpson River Bridge Fishing Pier. FHP troopers arrived on the scene to find a small white sedan partially submerged in the river. The FHP reports that the troopers discovered the driver of the vehicle suffered a medical episode which caused her to become inattentive at the wheel. A passenger inside the vehicle attempted to control the vehicle and steer it off the roadway. The vehicle struck a guardrail, became airborne, and came to finally rest partially submerged in the river. The driver, who's a 73-year-old Pace woman, was transported to the hospital with minor injuries. The three passengers, a 14-year-old Milton girl, a 15-year-old Milton girl, and a 5-year-old Milton girl, were all uninjured. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
Today, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement opening up a new Pensacola Regional Operations Center. They had a ribbon-cutting ceremony today to celebrate the opening. The new building is named after former FDLE Commissioner James Moore, who served in that role from 1988 to 2003. They've been working towards a new building since 2004 after Hurricane Ivan struck the area, causing significant damage to the Operations Center's former building, a 101-year-old converted school that had limited space. A 32-year-old man accused of beating several children with switch and belts. According to an arrest report, Charles Lacey arrested Monday. Four counts of child cruelty. The victims include children aged 6, 8, 10, and 14. The report says Lacey and a woman have been married for 2 years. They all live together as a family. The children told deputies that Lacey allegedly beats them with belts or a switch described as a slender, flexible tree limb. Deputies observed 8-year-old had several marks to the back, legs, and shoulders that were scarring or scabbed. Also hearing from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves today, saying the efforts to dedicate two more police officers to the downtown area is making progress.
One of the two new CRA officers started on June 26th. So we have one of those two in place. And if you recall, we've had conversations about this already. The focus on the two additional officers, three and four, in the CRA were to be on nights and weekends.
And Reeves adding that the second CRA officer is coming as soon as possible, hopefully by the end of this month or early August. Back in January, the CRA approved $191,700 to fund two additional officers along with the two full-time officers that were already patrolling the district. Also, Pensacola Energy says one of their top goals has been going green. The city has a goal of being carbon neutral by 2030 and a breakthrough in that effort.
Starting June 1st, we were able to secure renewable natural gas for our compressed natural gas vehicles. Therefore, in the month of June, the city was, all of their compressed natural gas vehicles were running solely off of RNG.
That's Pensacola Energy Director Daryl Singleton. He says they've secured a source of renewable natural gas that comes from landfill gases, and he says it's at the same cost that they were paying for compressed natural gases. Just shy of 4:15, we'll check in with Gracie for an update on the roads and first warning weather.
Well, roads are looking pretty good right now. We do have some couple patches on I-10 that's going to show some slowdowns. That's going to be if you're moving towards Pine Forest right near 29, as well as Pine Forest having some typical afternoon traffic. On 29 northbound, we do have some slowdowns. That's going to be right before you get to Muskogee Road, so expect some delays there. And if you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, looking at taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, we do have some rain going throughout our area. That's going to be heavy rain throughout Perdido Key, as well as the Warrington area, and some patches of some strong weather just north of Milton. So expect some rain throughout the rest of this evening. We have light rain throughout our area, 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Looking at some state headlines today, the Ocala woman accused of killing her neighbor is pleading not guilty. Susan Lawrence entered a written not guilty plea today. She's charged with manslaughter in the death of A.J. Owens last month. Investigators say she shot Owens through her apartment front door when Owens went to her home to confront her about a dispute involving her children. Jury selection expected to begin on November 13th.
Also, another major insurance company is leaving Florida. Farmers Insurance says it's dropping home, auto, and umbrella policies across the state. It's the fourth company to separate from the Sunshine State in the last year, with the majority of them citing the heightened risk of hurricanes. The latest move could impact more than 90,000 customers.
Attorney General Ashley Moody is calling on the CEO of Meta to testify regarding concerns of human trafficking. Moody wants Mark Zuckerberg to appear before the Statewide Council on Human Trafficking to discuss how social media could have contributed to criminal activity. Prosecutors would like Zuckerberg to address the public threat while also discussing ways to discourage the activity.
Also, authorities are saying that there's been a recent cyber attack directed to the Zoo Tampa. So the facility took immediate action to mitigate the impact of the network that was hit. The zoo says that the online system does not store personal or financial information of any of the visitors.
And immigrant advocates are filing a federal lawsuit against Florida's new illegal immigration law. Thomas Kennedy, who grew up undocumented, says Senate Bill 1718 puts immigrants between a legal rock and a hard place.
We're tired of politicians in Tallahassee continuing to attack some of the most hardworking individuals in the state.
The law took effect on July 1st and cracks down on employers who hire immigrants illegally. It also requires any business with more than 25 employees to use E-Verify or face a loss of business license. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. A couple of big Florida stories there. Wanted to get your thoughts on. Again, the number 850-437-1620. First, Farmers Insurance. So now this is another insurance company that is dropping out of Florida. They're not, you know, if you have a farmer's policy, I'd be very curious to hear from you, especially. What are your options? What are you looking to do right now? Have you already been notified by the insurance company? and also the data breach. You know, we have HCA facilities here in Florida. They're saying more than 100 hospitals and clinics have been impacted. No word yet if that involves any local ones as well, but it always makes me, and I'm sure anybody else, nervous when you hear about data breaches, and especially at healthcare facilities where, you know, they have just about everything. Now, the good news is that names, addresses, emails, and birth dates appear to be the only thing that was impacted, not credit card or account numbers, social security numbers, but still, that's, you know, that's a slippery slope when it comes to healthcare facilities in Florida. So curious to know if you have been impacted by either one of those. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. We'll take a break right now, come back with a look at our national headlines. It's a Tuesday edition, Happy Birthday Gracie edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years. News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a walk.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, Tuesday, July 11th. It's a 7-Eleven day, so if there was a 7-Eleven around here, we could all get free Slurpees today.
Yeah.
And hopefully none would get thrown in anybody's face like happened in Florida last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a big day today. Slurpee Day, 7-Elevens. We got Amazon Prime Day. Your birthday dinner after the show's over. So a lot going on.
It's a big day for a Tuesday.
It is.
Usually
very
Tuesdays
big.
Are like not good.
But. Yeah. Wish the weather was better, though.
Yeah.
It's just been very doomy and gloomy, not just today, but yesterday as well. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Always welcome your text. Starting off with our national headlines today, continuing the discussions over NATO, President Biden thanking the Turkish president for allowing Sweden's membership.
Thank you for your diplomacy and your courage to take that on. And I want to thank you for your leadership.
And Turkey lifted its block on Sweden's entry just before the summit began. Sweden and Finland were prompted to join the alliance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland was granted membership back in April.
Also, Amtrak had to suspend their services along part of the East Coast. That was after two trains' cars derailed at Union Station in Washington, D.C. It happened around 9 o'clock local time this morning, and the cars derailed in a tunnel headed into the Union Station as it was arriving from Norfolk, Virginia. So fire officials reported that there were no injuries, and Amtrak says that the trains did remain upright.
So the reward is up to $10,000 now for information on the escaped Pennsylvania prisoner Michael Burham. It's now a multi-state manhunt. Officials say the homicide suspect is said to have survivalist skills, broke out of a Pennsylvania jail by climbing on exercise equipment and out through the roof overnight on Thursday. The 34-year-old has been leaving behind small campsites as he continues to evade about 150 searchers in and around the Allegheny National Forest. So survival skills, I think there's different ranges of survival skills. I'm not sure which one this guy possesses, but there's like the Dwight Schrute level where he can just go out in the forest and be okay. There's the Liam Neeson in Taken survival skills, and then Jason Bourne. So I'm not quite sure where on the spectrum this guy is, but he's in a forest and he's just, you know, doing what he needs to do. He's trained in that effort, so might be harder than usual to catch this guy. But yeah, so we'll see what happens on that. 425 traffic and weather.
Well, for traffic, we're looking pretty good right now despite some rain going through our area. We do have some slowdowns throughout West Pensacola. That is going to be due to the rain, so just keep that in mind and use a lot of caution there. On I-10 heading westbound in between Pine Forest and 29, some typical afternoon slowdowns are going to be, again, in the westbound direction. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you do see something on the roads, any details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strong on WEAR.
Our current weather pattern continues. Basically, scattered thunderstorms are possible each day, so we're just going to call it a 50% chance for rain over the next several days, and those temperatures will be warming up and the weather will be humid. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s to low 90s, but it could feel as hot as 105 or so. And look for a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have some thunderstorms throughout our area. It's 83 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. A grand jury in Atlanta is going to decide whether former President Trump should be charged for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The grand jury in Fulton County has been seated today, part of Georgia's election investigation. Democrat District Attorney Fannie Willis is looking into Trump's calls to the Georgia Secretary of State in early 2021.
In Iowa today, protesters on both sides are of the abortion issue are making their voices heard at Iowa's state capitol today. The abortion has to go is the chant there. Iowa lawmakers are debating the bill that would ban abortion when a heartbeat is detected. Governor Kim Reynolds is pushing for passage of the new ban with today's special legislative session.
Also, students who struggled with school during the COVID pandemic are still struggling now to keep up with their coursework. So a study from the nonprofit Academy Group, NWEA, explained data from nearly 7 million public school students from third grade to eighth grade. So according to the study, achievement gains during the 2022-2023 fell short of pre-pandemic trends, which slated across progress towards pandemic recovery.
And the Biden administration is defending the decision to supply Ukraine with controversial cluster bombs. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Ukraine would be defenseless without the weapons. That's because he says traditional weapon stockpiles have been depleted.
These cluster bombs will not end the war in Ukraine. Let's look at the countries where cluster bombs have been used. Laos, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Yemen, Syria. Cluster bombs are features of the world's bloodiest and most inhumane wars, some of the longest.
And meanwhile, Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's co-sponsoring a bipartisan amendment to the NDAA that would stop the transfer of cluster bombs.
Also, officials in Rolling Hills Estate, California, plan to declare a state of emergency as a hillside that left a dozen townhomes a total loss continues to shift. So at least 10 homes were destroyed when the hillside gave Saturday night that started sliding into the canyon below. As many as 16 additional properties in the area are now considered threatened as well.
So I think that's we had 12 townhomes yesterday that were deemed a total loss, and now 16 more as well. One guy said law enforcement knocked on his door and said he basically had like 10 minutes to get out.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, really bizarre, terrible situation out there. 4:30, Fox News Update is coming up. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Graham. There's still no clear answers today. The House held another hearing on the origins of COVID. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Representative Brad Wenstrup of Ohio, chair of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, said he's seen evidence that COVID came from a lab leak in Wuhan, China, and called theories of natural spreading
one-sided educated guess.
Virologist Dr. Christian Anderson, before the committee, defended a paper he co-wrote concluding the virus was
a clear product of natural selection.
COVID is blamed for nearly 7 million deaths worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University. The reward is being increased for escaped Pennsylvania fugitive Michael Burham,
bringing the total reward to $19,500.
That's George Bivens of the Pennsylvania State Police. He says Burham is a survivalist, likely armed, and was being held on murder charges. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Microsoft's $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard is a step closer to finally happening. A federal judge this morning denied the Federal Trade Commission's bid for a preliminary injunction, concluding that the FTC failed to show proof that the merger would result in a substantial reduction in competition and harm consumers. The software giant and video games publisher could close their merger as soon as next week. Activision shares surged 10% on the news. Blue chips led stocks to a positive finish overall today. The Dow Industrials tacking on 317 points. The S&P 500 added 29. The NASDAQ Composite up 75. A study conducted for Reuters by a pharmacy benefits manager showed that most patients stopped using weight loss drugs within a year. In response, shares of Wegovy maker Novo Nordisk slid 3.1% today. In the morning, traders and investors will scrutinize key inflation data. Economists generally look for the June CPI to be up 3.1% year over year. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home.
They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's CENT. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. The New York Yankees fired their hitting coach before the All-Star break and hired Sean Casey in a major shakeup. The last we saw Casey was on MLB Network, and despite a 12-year career, he's never been a coach. While manager Aaron Boone is likely feeling the heat, should the architect of the underachieving lineup be under fire too? That would be longtime GM and senior VP Brian Cassidy. I'm Maggie Gray.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of southern sides. Every Tuesday is two times Tuesday. Buy the six-piece shrimp dinner and get six more shrimp for free every Tuesday. Wednesday is lunch special day. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where Southern and seafood meet.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday afternoon. A little bit gloomy, but hopefully you are having a great afternoon. Maybe you went on Amazon and got some Prime deals today. If not, I believe it's going on tomorrow, too. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us the rundown of what's going on in the world of sports for this evening. We do have some rain throughout our area, which is causing a little bit of issues on the roads. That's just going to be I-10 in the westbound direction. That's going to be in between Pine Forest and 29. And there is some slowdowns throughout West Pensacola, but nothing too bad. That's going to be on Blue Angel Parkway and most likely due to rain. If you do see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-611. For weather, as mentioned, we do have some rain going throughout our area. That's really all throughout Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, Gulf Breeze, Milton and Pace, all seeing some light rain right now. There's a little bit of some heavier thunderstorms going over Mobile Bay that looks like it may be moving closer to us in later this evening, so just keep that in mind. Again, if you see anything else, always feel free to give in a call. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. And pretty slow in terms of actual game action here in the States, at least. We have the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight in Seattle. Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks pitching for the NL, starting Garrett Cole of the Yankees on the bump for the American League. That starts 7 o'clock Central Time this evening. A lot of headlines, though. The first involving New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara admitting to his role in last year's hotel brawl in Las Vegas after the Pro Bowl, pleading no contest to a misdemeanor charge. He'll have to do community service, pay $100,000 to the victim for his medical bills. He was a part of a group of men that beat up Darnell Green as they left a club, and now the NFL can discipline Kamara. The suspension could be coming. PGA Tour executives defending the company's planned merger with LIV Golf. They were testifying before a Senate subcommittee today. COO Ron Price said the agreement was made to protect the PGA, arguing that ongoing litigation with LIV Golf was undermining the growth of the sport and threatening PGA's survival. Heavyweight boxing champ Tyson Fury will face off against former UFC heavyweight champ Francis Ngannou in a boxing match. That fight will be in October in Saudi Arabia. Not clear if Fury's WBC heavyweight title will be on the line. Northwestern now looking for a new football coach. Pat Fitzgerald fired following hazing allegations against the football program. He was originally suspended for 2 weeks after an outside investigation confirmed a former player's account of hazing by teammates. However, reporting by the Daily Northwestern revealed the hazing involved sexual acts. So Fitzgerald now out of a job, and he says that he has retained legal counsel to explore his options there. On the courts at Wimbledon today, big upset on the women's side. Top seed Iga Swiatek from Poland defeated by Ukraine's Elena Svitolina in three sets. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic advancing and Jannik Sinner from Italy advancing to the semifinals as well. So a lot of good action on the tennis courts today. Health, business, and science notes today. The Bank of America being ordered to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in fines. The bank is accused by federal regulators of multiple violations, including overcharging customers on fees and opening accounts without customer consent. The CFPB ordered Bank of America to pay customers more than $100 million, another $90 million in fines.
Also, more than 200,000 stores across the country are soon going to have signs posted warning people about the risks of smoking. The federal judge says that the goal of mandating the signs is to address health risk and addictive nature of cigarettes. One sign reads, cigarette companies intentionally design cigarettes with enough nicotine to create and sustain addiction. So the order states that the signs must be posted by September 30th and remain until at least the 30th of June of 2025.
Senators being briefed today on AI by top government officials.
Of all the issues AI will impact, national security may well be the most consequential. In the wrong hands, the danger of AI could be extreme.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who said the classified briefing is focused on AI's impact on global and national security. He said it's just the first session as lawmakers are scrambling to get a handle on the rapidly advancing technology.
Also, Google Calendar is now allows users to take paid appointments. So the new feature is designed for professionals and freelancers like therapists and tutors who offer time-based services. So users need to connect their Stripe account to their Google Calendar to start accepting payments.
If you wonder why people are okay with forking over $5 or $6 billion to own an NFL franchise, this is why. Forbes reports the league brought in a record $11.9 billion in revenue last year, thanks to TV deals, merchandising and licensing. Each team received $372 million of that record revenue, an increase of $25 million from last year.
Also, Microsoft is getting the okay to finalize the new Activision Blizzard merge. So a federal judge ruled against a government motion to temporarily block the $69 million deal. So now Microsoft can close the deal to acquire the video game giant that's responsible for big franchises, including Call of Duty and World of Warcraft.
Looking at some pop culture notes before traffic and weather, Hollywood studios are preparing for a possible actor strike as SAG-AFTRA's current contract with the studios expires at 11:59 Pacific time tomorrow. If a deal's not reached by then, an actor's work stoppage will happen, joining the writers already on strike for more than 2 months. The deadline is just hours after the nominations for the primetime Emmys will be announced tomorrow morning.
And we've been following the Powerball for just a bit here. Well, it's gotten a little bit bigger. The next Mega Million drawing is set for tonight, and the jackpot is $480 million. And if that's not enough for you, tomorrow night's Powerball drawing is worth $725 million, making it one of the largest jackpots ever. The cash option is works out to just over $366 million.
So I bought Gracie some ice cream for her birthday today, and I think for Christmas I'm going to get her Britney Spears' new memoir.
Oh, goodness.
So this coming out this fall, People Magazine revealed the pop icon's book is titled The Woman in Me. Will hit bookstore shelves on October 24th. Gallery Books is publishing it, saying it has no doubt it will have a similar impact as Spears' testimony in court when she asked a judge to end her conservatorship.
That is probably going to be an interesting memoir. I'm sure it's a ghostwriter.
I mean, here's the thing about Britney. And look, I am the least authority on Britney and just pop culture in general. But the Britney Spears to me was like late 90s to like early 2000s. You had the relationship with Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. She was married to Kevin Federline, and she was just super popular. And then in the late 90s, and then from about 2005 to like last week, in my estimation, she was just kind of, you know, she was around, but I mean, it wasn't like she was actively on tour, doing all this stuff. And I know that she's had a lot going on in the legal battles with her family and her father and all this. But, you know, to me, it's like, I mean, she hasn't really, in my estimation, been in the public eye in the sense that an artist like that. I mean, Justin Timberlake, he's still cranking out stuff, right? And I don't know. Maybe I'm way off on Britney's impact over the last 15-20 years, because I feel like, you know, that was back when I was in middle school or early high school days.
Yeah. No,
but I don't know.
I'm not sure either, but I guess we'll find out soon.
If you have if you know something that I don't, please text me.
Yeah.
850-437-1620, because I'd love to know about it.
For sure. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. While we're still seeing some slight slowdowns, really just I-10 heading westbound in between Pine Forest and 29, seeing some typical delays, but nothing too bad. We do have some weather going throughout our area. We're going to find out more on what's going on with weather all throughout the week from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Rain chance continues into tonight. A little shower or a thunderstorm might pop up. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. We'll have clouds, and at times the skies will clear. Then we'll get some sunshine here on Wednesday. Of course, that'll heat things up, upper 80s, low 90s, but it'll feel like it's in the triple digits. Could have heat index values up around 105 or so. As for rain, yes, of course, a shower or a thunderstorm may pop up. We're going to run about a 50% chance for rain over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have some thunderstorms throughout our area. Currently, that's 83 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. And I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking at some wacky and weird headlines, if you're going to propose while wearing Crocs, you're probably not the most romantic person anyway, so this may be perfect idea for you. A fine jewelry maker in the UK is selling a new engagement ring charm that sticks in the top of your Croc. And it's like the Jibbitz charms people decorate their Crocs with, but much fancier. It's got a 1-carat green sapphire in the middle, surrounded by 16 tiny diamonds set in silver. Cost just under $2,000 plus shipping. Gracie, yesterday we had the ChatGPT-officiated wedding. I will ask you, I know that you you have a boyfriend, and I am not going to presume where that relationship may be on the spectrum of how close you may be to him proposing, but if he were a Croc guy, or if you were a Croc guy, and he came to you with a proposal with a Croc charm engagement ring, your response would be?
Oh, I don't think I could do that. I think it would depend on how late in the how far in the future, how desperate I was to get married.
Okay.
But right now, if that happened, I would have to say, no, you don't know me well enough if you're proposing to me through your Crocs.
Okay.
Which I'm not a Croc hater. Okay. Like, some people are like, if you're wearing Crocs, you're disgusting. Like, hey, I had Crocs in high school. They're comfortable. Do I want them as my proposal? No. Nope, I don't think so. It's just not going to work out there. But if I was like 30 and he was proposing, I'd be like, okay, I just got to say yes. But whatever. Also, kind of a weird story, semi-local, because we did get an EAS for this. So a missing 9-year-old, a missing 9-month-old baby was found in central Alabama after an overnight search that lasted more than 12 hours, thought it was a possible kidnapping. Well, the baby, Harlow, was initially believed that she had been kidnapped just before 7 p.m. local time on Monday night after her father reported that their SUV had been stolen. That was in Parrish, Alabama. The father had run into a friend's house and returned a minute later and the car was gone. Well, then they released an Amber Alert, looked for roughly about 3 hours. However, the child was found inside the car Tuesday morning, just across the street from the house. Police say that there was no car theft and no kidnapping. Instead, the father believed not to put the car all the way completely into park, and it rolled backward into a dense area of the cul-de-sac across
Listen,
the street.
I mean, so it's... Still, we're talking about a 9-month-old that was in the car overnight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this could have been, you know, even though there was no kidnapping or anything, very fortunate that this...
Everything worked out, yeah.
Everything worked out well. So, a guardian angel was definitely watching over Harlow. So, that's good news there. 4:50, we'll take a quick break, come back with some more wacky and weird stuff and good news to finish up hour number one. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Right now with Joe and Gracie, happy Tuesday, 7-Eleven. We've got a lot going on here, so if there was a 7-Eleven around, you could get slushies. But Speedway is participating in that.
Really?
So, yeah. So local Speedways, I believe you can get the free slushie or soft drink mix on that. So, you know, that's some good news here. Also, Amazon Prime Day, day one of that, and we'll have day two tomorrow. Let us know if you've gotten any awesome deals, 850-437-1620. And Gracie is 23 today.
Woohoo!
So how does it feel? You were 22 good. Yesterday. Any major differences? Were you a lot more sore getting out of bed this morning?
Not really. I do feel like... I like woke up and I still feel, I don't know if it's because I'm still just so young. It's like, oh, it feels like my birthday.
That's exactly.
I don't know
is.
If that magic fades probably sometime soon.
Yeah.
But
around 35, 36.
I still am getting that little feeling like, oh, it's my birthday today. So I'm happy that I felt that way because I was a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
About that,
but got the big birthday dinner tonight, right?
And yeah, then, going to dinner. So I'm excited.
Very
got my nails
cool.
done today. Treated myself at Cordova Mall, so nice. Had a good day.
Awesome. Very cool. We'll get an update on the roads and weather before we get some more wacky and good news.
Well, we still have some slowdowns on I-10. That's going to mostly be between Pine Forest and I-110. That's going to be going in the westbound direction. We just have some rain going throughout the area and just some typical afternoon traffic there, but no accidents to report. We also have some slowdowns going on throughout Gulf Breeze. That's going to be throughout Gulf Breeze proper. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, also seeing some slowdowns. If you do see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar. We do have some heavy rain going throughout Gulf Breeze right now, so that's mostly what's going to cause those slowdowns, as well as Pensacola Beach getting it. Also, we have a cell of some thunderstorms that's kind of in the Mobile Bay area about to go through Foley. So we may be seeing that in just a little bit here. That's maybe getting some heavier rain, but just keep that in mind. See anything else on the roads, have any other details, always feel free to call it to the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Bizarre story in Pennsylvania, where a 70-year-old super rich media tycoon got arrested for reckless endangerment, largely because he didn't know that Amazon drivers can make deliveries in their own cars. I did not know this until I read the story either. But Steve Saslow lives in a huge mansion near Allentown, PA. A 30-year-old woman showed up in her Dodge minivan to deliver the package. After she was let through the gate, he came outside pointing a short-barrel shotgun at her. Yeah. She told the cops that she put her hands up, let him know that she had kids in the back seat. And after being given the package, Saslow still allegedly kept the gun pointed at her while telling her to get off the property. So I guess the fact that she had delivered the package wasn't proof enough that she was the Amazon delivery driver. But I guess he just assumed that she would be in the blue Amazon van.
And usually they have like a little vest, because I had this. I was like, did someone order food to our house or something? Yeah. Like, I thought maybe it was Uber Eats or something.
Well, I mean, she wasn't even out of the car and he had the shotgun pointed at her. So a bit overzealous there. But I did not know that Amazon drivers could do that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that till maybe like 2 weeks ago. So I was new to learning that, too. It's a movie and TV recap. We have a new trailer out for Wonka, the first trailer for Willy Wonka. It stars Timothy Chalamet as the young Willy Wonka as he works to build his chocolate empire. So the film also has Olivia Colman in it, as well as Hugh Grant. So Wonka is expected to debut in theaters coming up in December, December 15th.
Watch the trailer. I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. How many books? Did anybody know how many books there? There's the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the Roald Dahl book that I read, and of course there's the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and then there's the Johnny Depp version, and so this is kind of the prequel to that. But I know that as far as the books go, there was, I believe, two books, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and then there was a sequel to it. I don't remember there being a prequel, so. This must be a whole new thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just quickly Googled it. There's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and there's Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
That's right.
The only one I have seen is the Johnny Depp one. You haven't seen the original.
You haven't seen the Gene Wilder version.
No. Oh. So that's the only one I know.
Yeah, I prefer the Gene Wilder version. The Johnny Depp one gets a little too out there for me. But, yeah, I'm definitely the Gene Wilder version all the way. More movie news. The latest Mission Impossible film is coming out this weekend with an expectation of $250 million at the global box office. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. So that would lead me to assume that there will be a Part 2 at some point. But Tom Cruise is still doing his own stunts. I'm very excited to see this. July, a big movie month. We were talking about this morning, Mission Impossible this weekend, and then the Barbie and Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. And AMC Theater said there's about 20,000 Stubbs members that have booked consecutive tickets. They're calling it Barbenheimer, it's like this phenomenon where people are just out to see both movies back-to-back. So that'll be a fun weekend for me. I'm seeing Oppenheimer and Barbie. Not going to do it back-to-back, though. I do not have the time for that. 4:59, that's going to do it for hour number one. We appreciate you joining us. Get your birthday text in. Gracie celebrating 23 today. 850-437-1620. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We'll be back in about 12 minutes for a full recap of everything happening in your world today on July 11th, 2023. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.